Good afternoon. This is Doug Follett calling to order the meeting of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands at about 4:20 on February 3rd. The State Treasurer and I are present. The Attorney General may join us, and we'll acknowledge that if he can. The first item, but before I go any further, I want to thank Rick for that report on bonds and also that lengthy report about the $35 million we're going to be able to give to the schools this year. If Rick's not there, please pass on that thank you from all of us, I'm sure. That was a good report.
I'm here, Doug. Thank you.
So I'll call to order the meeting, and then the first item is the minutes of January 20th. As usual, I looked them over, and they are as I remember. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I can make that motion.
And I'll second it. Any questions, comments, additions?
Nope.
If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes approved. Today we have five loans for about $1.4 million.
My question
is, have they been looked at for public purpose?
I believe they have. Rich?
Yes, they have.
Sounds good. Do I have a motion to approve the five loans?
Well, do you think Commissioner Domczyk, should we do some of the other stuff and then have Brad or the Attorney General join us for that vote if he does? Or it's up to you. I guess we can do whatever you want.
Well, the loan approval is non-controversial, so we normally would go ahead.
Okay, well, then I guess I'll make that motion for you.
So
motion to approve it.
Motion to approve five loans by the State Treasurer, seconded by me, Doug Follett. Any questions or comments before we vote?
Yep.
If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approved 2-0. The next item is one that is sort of a review of our past several years of interactions with the counties, and the staff provided, and I think this was a question that Matt had asked, and I'm glad he brought up. It's a good time to review this. And the chart shows that over the last 7 or 8 years, we've sold about 2,000 acres to a variety of counties. Matt, I'll let you ask any questions you might have of the staff about this.
No, nothing specific. I just want us to, as the board, the three of us, obviously two right now, but just to always be thinking about those the land up there. And I'm open, you know, long-term towards anything that can possibly bring our, you know, beneficiaries more money, whether it's working with the counties on sales, like seemingly been done in the past, or possibly in counties where we're not able to, based on where our headquarters up in Lake Tomahawk, if they don't normally get to work with, let's say, a county, let's say an Ashland County or something, because it's kind of far or something, maybe in outlying counties, while we own that land, we could do some sort of partnership long-term. Nothing specific today. Just wanted to, you know, always keep it in the mind that we could possibly work on ways so we can always bring in more money off those trust lands.
Right, and that's good. And I think that this will be part of the overall review that we asked the staff to do that will be coming out in a couple months. And you're right. It's the outlying parcels that we've been trying to liquidate, and either through exchanges or sales. And I think the staff has made good progress. But we'll learn more at a meeting in the future. Brad, was that joining us?
Yeah. I am sorry I'm late here. I apologize.
But we approved the minutes and the loans, and we just had a brief discussion about the county partnerships, and we'll learn more about our land future when we get the report that we ask for. The next item is we'll have the minutes note that the Attorney General has now joined us. The next item is promotion of our... Hello?
Doug?
Tia?
Yeah. I just wanted to mention two things relative to the counties. One is we've been invited to present to the Wisconsin County Forest Association this year. I've presented to them in the last two previous annual meetings, and if we have some new stuff to present to them, Jane, excuse me one sec. I'm sorry. We have an opportunity to present to them the spring meeting up in Minocqua, and then perhaps more coming up closer in the future. And I wonder, Matt, whether you would like to participate in this meeting. We've got a meeting set up with Oneida County on February 27th. We have not. We were unsuccessful in the year 2009 in working out a transaction with them. They're the most important county in terms of our land holdings because we have the most, the highest number of acres inside their county boundaries. The county board has changed their position on land acquisition. They were opposed with the new emphasis in the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund on county forest lands. They can now get match grants from the DNR to acquire land. They've passed a new resolution, and they've asked us to come back and put forward a proposal to them. And we have a commitment with their county forester to give us the opportunity to sit down and talk about potential partnerships on the 27th. And, Matt, I don't know whether you have an interest in attending and participating in that meeting, but I'd certainly welcome your participation. Were you interested?
Okay. Just send an email, and if it works,
yep.
I'll attend.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Tia. The next item is just a general discussion of the promotion of our trust program. As the senior guy on the board at the moment, I have to say that there's been a major improvement and a lot of good work done since Tia became our executive secretary. In the past, we didn't do much, I'll be quite honest. We sort of just assumed that the schools and cities knew all about us. Tia has taken on with the staff quite an aggressive program over the last 4 or 5 years and has, I think, alerted the municipalities and the schools to our existence in a very good way. Is there anything else? Maybe Tia would like to add something, and then if anyone has a question, you're welcome to ask.
Well, I'll defer to Matt. He asked that this go on the agenda. I can respond to questions and say what we're doing, but it's Matt.
I just had one quick question. I talked briefly at one point with somebody from the board there. I was just interested in knowing if down the road we could start doing, and I don't believe this is happening yet, but some sort of like an e-blast, whether it's, you know, there's websites, MailChimp, Constant Contact, or there's private companies that do it. Obviously, there's many people that serve on town boards, county boards, municipalities. We could work with the League of Municipalities, County Association, and even the school districts. Obviously, DPI has all the people that have, you know, school administrators, all the finance chairs. I just thought if there's a way, and I don't know if this has been done in the past, that we could do something like that. I know a lot of businesses are doing that, where we could put out like a monthly or bi-monthly or quarterly e-blast to say, you know, loans we've done well, projects that have gone well, because I've been told that we want more people to come to us for loans, more municipalities to use us.
Yeah, that's correct. And we've had a sort of a surplus of money recently, partly because the schools have not had the funds available and the municipalities have been short on funds. So it depends a lot on how much money they have and whether they can do any kind of expansions. But again, to reiterate, we've done a much better job with that, including press releases. Tia and or Tom have attended a lot of meetings around the state of school administrators and municipal and town administrators. So I think we are doing an improved job, but we can always do better. Tia, any thought you have before we go on?
Yeah, I think the e-blast is a great idea. We have not done that. We have been extremely aggressive in going to the counties, the towns, the League of Municipalities, and the schools. We had made, Tom, Rich, and I had each had a commitment. We were going county by county to the what are called unit meetings where all the towns meet, and our goal was to visit every county in the state, and it was going to, at the rate we were going, it was going to take about 3 years. We've just worked out something with the Wisconsin Towns Association and have been asked to formally present it all 13 of their district meetings. That will occur in the next 2 months. Tom, Rich, and I have split them up. It will require us to work Fridays and Saturdays, February and March. But by attending all 13 meetings, 13 Wisconsin Town Association district meetings, we should be able to present the loan program to almost every town in the state of Wisconsin. But we've not ever tried to do an e-blast, and one challenge has been, you know, as the turnover in municipal officials occur, an incoming person could potentially not be familiar with our program. We're really interested. This has been a top priority for me, and Tom and Rich and I have logged literally thousands of miles attending these county unit meetings and other municipal meetings, and we're just relieved at this point that the towns have seen such value in it that they've asked us to come and be a part of their official proceedings for this year's district meetings. And in doing those 13 meetings, I think we're going to get good coverage with the towns. That said, I'm sure there's more we can do, and we're certainly eager to do it. And I myself don't know how to do an e-blast, but I'm willing to work on it.
Okay, sounds good. It's like a blast to me. All righty, and with that, let's move on. The next item is talking about future agenda items, and I'm not sure the total details of that. My thought on that would be that if any board member has an item that he would like to have brought up for discussion that's not in our normal set of agenda items, which are pretty clear, the minutes and loans and possible sales or trades, that they would present that to the board, and then the board could decide if we wanted to pursue that particular issue. Does that make sense? I'm not sure. Tatia, do you want to discuss why?
This is on the agenda for Matt asked that number 6 be on the agenda. So
I have nothing to add for the future. I just think it's most minutes have future agenda items. If for some reason one of the three of us or all three of us wanted to talk about something next time, we could just briefly say, okay, next time let's talk about whatever. But I don't have anything specific for it. I think it just should be on there for most meetings.
I understand now. So this is sort of just a formal acknowledgement of the fact that at meeting A, any of us could say, I'd like to discuss the phases of the moon in detail at our next meeting, something like that. That's a good idea. We can sort of do this on a regular basis, and most of the time there won't be anything probably, but we'll have it there as a possibility. The next item is to discuss the deadline for material for each individual meeting. Historically, if I remember correctly, we've had kind of not a requirement, but a policy that all information would get to Tia and Vicky by the Thursday before the Tuesday meeting, so they would have time to work on it. And I think that's correct. Is this item on there by you, Tia?
Yes, I put it on at the request of staff. Typically, we send the board agenda out the Thursday if it's a routine agenda, meaning just loans. It is sent out the Thursday before the board meeting. We try and are usually successful if there are land transactions, which require a bit more contemplation and review on the part of the board members. We try to give them an extra day and send it out on Wednesday. At the request of staff, we're asking that whenever possible that agenda items that have material that accompany it, if Vicky could get them by noon on Monday, so we're trying to move forward the deadline, it would be enormously helpful to us in terms of workflow. Because if it involves scanning and organizing documents, that can become time consuming. And so I guess what we're asking for whenever possible is if the board has additional items to add to the agenda and that requires distributions of supporting materials.
Right.
Staff would like to see it come in at noon on Monday. This would help Vicky quite a bit.
Okay, well, I understand that. I think the last agenda item that Matt had us bring up, and we discussed just a moment ago, will go a long ways to solve that situation.
Yes.
Because if any of us have an agenda we want on the next meeting, you would know that basically a whole meeting
yes.
ahead, because we would have brought it up at the first meeting, and you would have plenty of time to prepare any documents that were needed. So that, I think, will kind of solve that problem, hopefully.
Yeah.
If there's no other thoughts about that, number eight would be the performance evaluation. At the last meeting, as I'm sure we remember, we decided, and I think I want to thank my fellow board members for getting us to sort of codify this situation. In the past, we've been sort of informal about it, to have the executive secretary prepare an evaluation and sort of a look at what he or she has accomplished and what the goals for the future are. It was my suggestion by email that we have that done at the first July meeting. That gives new board members, particularly if there's been an election, 6 months to sort of get their feet wet and get to know the executive secretary. Tia pointed out to me that it might be better to do it in a June meeting, because June 30th, the end of the fiscal year, is when these evaluations typically are required for state employees. So I don't think we need a motion, just sort of maybe a policy decision, if my fellow board members agree that at a June meeting, either the first or second one, I guess that's not too important, we would get this presentation on a regular basis every year from the executive secretary. Matt, Brad, any thoughts?
Sounds like a good idea. This is Brad.
Fine, good.
I guess I'm fine with just getting an update every June. That's fine. But, I mean, obviously, you know, we're free to do what we need to do at any point. But I think a yearly update, that's fine.
Sounds good. And, Tia, I presume that works for you.
Yep. And I'm working with Human Resources in the Department of Administration and beginning to prepare for that for you guys.
Well, if you ever get back to Chicago, you can work on that.
Yes.
The next item, item number nine, is a regular item every meeting, and that's the Executive Secretary report. In this case, the staff prepared an attachment that has a number of items, which Tia presumably would like to go through.
Yeah, I'll be real brief. In the process of thinking about the new board thinking about our goals, it occurred to me, and I put this in an email for people's consideration. I don't think it requires board action, but I would like to invite board participation to the degree the board wants to be involved. It seems to me to be, we're hitting the 10-year anniversary of Land Bank Authority. We are in the coming year going to have some real challenges in maintaining our earnings because of the interest rate environment, and it seems to me with a new board the challenges ahead of us that it would be a really good time to do a new strategic plan. Our other strategic plan is out of date at this point, and so I guess I'd ask the board either now or sometime in the near future to give me any input on how they think or how they would like to be involved in that strategic planning process. For workflow reasons, we're proposing we begin it in April. And the board could participate in the strategic planning process, or we'll hire somebody to facilitate that process, which is typical. And I don't have anybody in mind, so I'm open to suggestions on that. But the board could participate directly in some segment of that planning process, or we could, you know, prepare some questions and ask for board input to guide the process. I don't have a preconceived notion of how it would work, but I would like to invite the board to participate and give me their thoughts on how they would like this to happen.
Well, I guess I'd suggest that we think about it, and at the next board meeting we can discuss it more. I'll be honest that I've always been a little cynical about strategic planning. you hire someone to spend thousands of dollars to have them sit around the table with you and discuss, you know, what might happen. I guess it can be productive. It depends a lot on the participation and how it works. But I will defer to my fellow board members on this. Tia, should we go on to the next item?
Well, sure. Yeah, people could think about it and give me feedback. So I just wanted to quickly update. Last week, Tom and I went up north to work with the Forest Service, and John Schwartzman joined us. Terry Hess joined us to flush out the Forest Service trade. I stopped and Tomahawk and met with Steigerwald Land Services. They're managing about 400,000 acres of industrial timberland in northern Wisconsin and are sort of a one-stop shop for evaluating and providing analysis to private industrial timberland owners. And they both analyze the value of land and revenue streams using some modeling tools that we don't have. For projecting timber revenues and guiding investments in land. I have asked them what their thoughts were on how we would analyze our land portfolio, both in terms of what improvements we've achieved from Land Bank Authority. We have a pretty good handle on that, but there's a few pieces of it they could help us with. But to look at expected income from timber going forward and expected land appreciation values as a component of putting together a report for the board. This is informational. I'll come back to the board once I have a proposal from them, but I've asked them to provide us some information on what analytical tools they have that they use to guide private industrial timberland buyers in analyzing their timber revenue and land appreciation values. It was quite an interesting meeting. So right now, that's just an FYI. They're going to put something together, and I'll circulate it to the board for their consideration. I mentioned the Forest Service. We met with the Oneida County Economic Development Corporation in that same round of meetings, and also with the Wisconsin County Forest Association, Jane Siebert, and those are pretty regular stops for me when I'm up in Rhinelander anyway, but just wanted to alert folks about that outreach. I already talked about the Towns Association meeting. That's a great opportunity for us, and it's going to really make it a lot easier and more efficient for Tom and Rich and I to ensure that we've spoken to all the towns in Wisconsin about our loan program. On the legislation, I'm going to take the second one first because I can explain it better, and I'm going to need Tom's help on the other one. When we got Land Bank Authority, working with Scott Jensen and Gary Sherman, the way the law was written, all incoming property, all property that BCPL acquires with the proceeds of land sales triggers a PILT payment. The goal of that legislation was to ensure that local communities are held harmless in terms of either a payment in lieu of taxes. That law does not cover trades, and because we're about to proceed with a large trade with the Forest Service, which will take some years to complete, it is my opinion that we should go to the legislature and have them modify that statute to ensure that property that we acquire through a trade triggers a PILT payment, just like property that we acquire through a purchase. And I didn't want to do that without getting board input.
Well, Tia, let me interrupt with this is Doug, a question. If we have a trade with the Forest Service, we wouldn't be paying the Forest Service payment in lieu of taxes.
Well, the Forest Service makes a payment in lieu of taxes on Forest Service lands. This would work is for and so when they acquire our land, they'll be making a PILT payment based on their PILT formula. what I'm seeking is to ensure that we're going to make a PILT payment equal to what the Forest Service was making for those properties that are incoming into our portfolio, because...
Okay, I understand. To save time, and let me interrupt and say I apologize for being ignorant on that. I did not know the Forest Service paid a payment in lieu of taxes on those thousands of acres in northern Wisconsin that they own. But if they do, what you say makes sense.
My inclination would be to go either through Matt Maroney or direct to the governor's office or directly to the governor's office. I believe that they would be receptive to this, and then my hope would be it's a pretty small item. I don't anticipate it being controversial at all, and then they could make that change in the budget. And it would simply be to treat land that comes into our portfolio via trade the exact same way that land comes into our portfolio via purchase.
Let me ask again. We've made these sort of trades in the past. Has that sort of happened without it being spelled out in legislation? What would happen right now if we consummated a trade as we've done in the past?
The local authority would not be getting any PILT payment, and that would, they would lose money.
But the Forest Service would continue to pay, but on the Forest Service land that we get, we would not pay, and in the past have not?
Correct.
That's interesting. Okay.
We're just trying to treat trades the same way we treat acquisitions and to keep the local communities whole.
No, I understand that. We've made a number of trades in the past, and in those cases, we have ended up with acreage on which we are not paying PILT, apparently.
That is correct.
I understand now. Okay. Well, this has always been an interesting question. I mean, as politicians, the three of us don't want to irritate local governments. So historically, that's what PILT has been all about, is allowing local governments to not get upset when lands are sold and traded. And I have no problem with that concept. Matt or Brad, do you want to ask any question or comment? Oh, Tia, go ahead.
Okay. The next item is our understanding is that U.S. Attorney General Holder is notifying states or has notified states of a change in the way the federal government partners on certain types of forfeitures. So this has a potential impact on the Common School Fund, which receives the clear proceeds of fines, fees, and forfeitures. I'd let Tom explain further.
Okay. As Tia noted, right now law enforcement officials have two different avenues in Wisconsin to seize assets held by alleged criminals. They can either go through the U.S. Department of Justice asset forfeiture program. They call it equitable sharing, which gives the local law enforcement officials a percentage of the assets seized and forfeited under the program. No amount of that forfeiture goes to the Common School Fund. The state of Wisconsin has statutes that can be utilized as well. Under 961.55 or 973.075, an amount equal to 30 to 50% of the net forfeited proceeds is deposited in the Common School Fund, and over the last 5 years, that averages out to about $145,000 a year. What Attorney General Holder said is that federal agencies will no longer accept assets that are seized by local law enforcement agencies where the federal government was not involved in the case from the beginning. And so it's a relatively smaller slice of the total type of asset forfeitures handled by the federal government. We're looking at less than 14% of the total. But it could have an impact. it may result in more use of the state asset forfeiture program. That could increase deposits in the common school fund. And it is possible that there might be some proposed changes to the statutes. At this point, it's too early to know, and what we're going to do is work with our assistant DA that we've been assigned to monitor the situation and keep track of the situation until we know more.
Yeah, who do we work with over at DOJ on this, Tom?
We've been working with Mark Bromley for the last 6 months.
So we're going to continue that. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up.
Yeah, no, that's a good report, Tom, and it was very clear to me. Brad or Matt, any questions for Tom?
No, thank you.
Then before I any board members have anything for the benefit and good of all? If not, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
This is Brad. I move to adjourn.
This is Matt. I second it.
That sounds like a good plan. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We've adjourned. Tia, hope you get your car dug out and travel safe to get home.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, everybody. Thank you very much.
Take care. Have a good night.
Yep. Good night.